You're listening to Network Europe this week about mosques across the continent. It's hard to get an accurate figure of how many Muslims there are in Europe. France has the most, 5 or 6 million people, who make up nearly 9% of the population. In the UK, they're about 3%. The Netherlands has nearly a million Muslims, who make up almost 6% of the country. They're mostly Turkish and Moroccan, and of course, there's tension there between them and the native Dutch population. This has held up two huge mosque projects in the country, one in Rotterdam and one in the capital, Amsterdam. Richard Walker of Radio Netherlands Worldwide went to see what was holding up the one in Amsterdam, called the Vester Moskee.
An appeal court in Holland ruled last week that the final objections to the building of Amsterdam's huge project to better integrate Dutch Muslims, the Vester Moskee, should be set aside, so construction can now begin. Not so fast. Although Amsterdam City Council approved the project 2 years ago, the 1 square kilometre plot of canalside land in the west of the city lies vacant. The only hint of what might be is a large billboard picturing the imagined mosque and attached community centre complex. So why is nothing happening? According to Akram Karadins from Miligurus, the Muslim organisation running the project, Amsterdam City Council has some issues with the young Turks, so to speak, now in charge of the building.
They cannot accept that a few Turkish people from the migration organization, they cannot accept it. Our fathers were migrant workers, and they cannot accept it.
Whatever the reason for the hold-up, the opposition to the large new mosques in Rotterdam and Amsterdam is loud, although it's unclear how many people are unhappy with them. Ronald Sørensen is a local Rotterdam politician who complains that the minarets are too big.
If they are just using old churches, we don't care about it. But at this very moment, we see this what we call triumphalistical buildings with very high minarets. Within 20, 30 years, we make the rules in this country. And that's what a feeling a lot of Dutchmen have.
Some politicians say Holland is being Islamized, and that following the murder of Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh 3 years ago by a radical Islamist, people woke up to see overarching Muslim ambition.
After the murder of van Gogh, a lot of people realized what's going on in our country. For instance, the minarets are higher than the Temple of the People, that is the Feyenoord Stadium, that's next to it.
The accusation that Muslim groups in the Netherlands are in danger of being radicalised is often mentioned in the context of Amsterdam's Vester Moskee project. In fact, it's believed by many to be the real reason the project, up to now, amounts to little more than a square kilometre of rubble. Amsterdam Council doesn't want a breeding ground for new radicals on its doorstep. Akram Karadin says this doesn't add up.
That's their reason, but it's a very silly reason, because our chairman, Uchler Dag, is the only mosque chairman in whole Holland who signed a declaration against the radicalism. 3 years ago, the only chairman. At that time, he was liberal, and now we are saying we want to build our mosque in our own way. Then he is a radical. It doesn't make sense.
Down at the Vester Moskee site, a couple of Amsterdam students give the kind of opinion you'll often hear in Dutch cities, and that you could transpose to a whole range of issues in the country. If it doesn't bother me, it's okay.
If every hour there is not these prayers in the night, I think that it doesn't bother anybody.
I think they're now a part of society, so there is like a lot of religion, so, and that's actually for me typical Dutch also. But it's also typical Dutch to nag about like little things. If it stands here over 5 years, then nobody cares. It's only now.
There's churches, they can be also mosques, eh?
It's integration of a kind, but it remains to be seen whether the project progresses unhindered. It seems certain that there'll be plenty more objections raised before a minaret is the tallest structure in the Dutch capital.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida.
That was Richard Walker of Radio Netherlands Worldwide reporting from Amsterdam. He recorded the prayer there at the end in the Jamai Mosque.